Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library is in the studio with us for another library show. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Well, hi, Paul.
So it's early in the week, but how's your week going?
It would be better if it hadn't been such a rainy, dreary day all day.
Yeah, no sunshine today, that's
no,
for sure.
No, that doesn't make me happy, but...
That's the way April's been going outside of what last Saturday was really nice. And yesterday, Monday was good.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's by definition April, isn't it?
That's
it just can't decide what it's going to do for more than 2 days in a row.
How about the whole state of North Dakota expecting to get like 2 feet of snow today and tomorrow? That's nuts.
Just as long as they keep it, that's fine. Just keep it up there.
That's a lot of snow. Anyway, nothing like that around here. So,
fingers crossed.
Yep.
Let's hope we didn't just get jinxed by you saying that.
You never know what the weather's going to do in
Minnesota. It wouldn't be the first time of heavy snowfall in April, would it?
No. A couple years ago that happened.
Mm-hmm. I can remember several incidents even mid-April of getting heavy snowfall.
Yep. But the good thing about that is...
It melts fast.
Gone the next day. Yep.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you got some activities happening at the Madison Public Library. Why don't you tell us about it, Lydia?
We do. We just finished up last night with a fun adult craft class, and we had the ECFE kids in. That was a very fun night. And so coming up for things to do, we have in Madison adult make and take sewing kits for some stuffed rabbits, a little rabbit stuffed animal. Not necessarily an Easter thing. I think they could be an all seasons thing. Very cute. And then starting on April 25th, we'll have kits available for spring wreaths. Madison also has take and make kits for kids crafts. This week we're doing Mod Podge yarn Easter eggs. And next week it's going to be sponge painting art kits. Using different things like... I say sponges, but it'll be sponges and I think bubble wrap, all kinds of different things to make fun textures and paint with.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like bubble wrap?
Nobody. just for the crunch factor.
Oh, yeah.
We
get that around here at the radio station a lot. So.
Have you ever seen they sell these toys or little, hobby things where it's basically to recreate the bubble wrap experience where it's got little plastic bubbles
really?
Down over and over again?
No, I haven't seen that.
That's a thing.
All right.
Strangely enough. Over in Dawson, they also have the stuffed bunny kits. And I should mention that the kits come in three colors, pink, yellow, and white. And then in Dawson for kids crafts, I believe, let's see, I don't know if they have a kids take and make right now. I believe it's just the bunny kits for adults. And Canby also has the rabbit kits, which again are available in those three colors. Then coming up, we'll jump ahead a little bit. Coming up in May, we're going to have another in-person craft class. And we'll have a class in Madison, Canby, and Dawson. And students can sign up to learn how to create a beaded keychain. So it will be a particular craft they can make that night, but it also teaches some basics of beading that they can take away and make other things with and make more complicated, more detailed versions of this keychain. So if anybody's interested in learning some basics of beading, that'll be a really fun one. All of the classes will be held at 5:30 p.m., Dawson's class is going to be on Monday, May 2nd. Madison's on Tuesday, May 3rd. And Dawson's Canby's on Wednesday, May 4th. So Dawson the 2nd, Madison the 3rd, Canby the 4th. Pre-registration is required for those, so just give your library a call to sign up. For Madison, it's 320-598-7938, extension 1, and then 320-769-2069 for Dawson, and 507-223-5738 for Canby.
Okay.
If you want to sign up for those classes. All three libraries also have book clubs. Dawson and Canby's book club meets the first Tuesday of every month. Dawson's meets in the evening. Theirs is at 6:30. The next book they'll be reading, I should say, is Mountains Beyond Mountains by Tracy Kidder, while Canby's meets in the morning. Theirs is at 10:30, and their current book is Somebody's Daughter by Ashley C. Ford. Madison also has a book club. Ours meets on the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 p.m. Right now, I believe they're reading Hidden Valley Road, which if nobody has read that before, I highly recommend it. It's a very interesting read, especially if you have interest in mental health and psychology. It's a book about this very large family where almost all of their sons ended up having schizophrenia.
Oh, wow.
And their family was used as a case study to better understand schizophrenia. Mm-kay. So Hidden Valley Road, highly recommended. So those are our book clubs and some of our activities. Please go onto our Facebook pages to keep up to date, because we're always putting stuff on there, including new items coming in.
So explain a book club. What happens at a book club?
Essentially, everyone gets together, they read the same book, and then we
have a time frame to read that book?
Or? Yep. Okay. So it's 1 month.
Well, you get a month to read the book. Okay.
Because they,
I could handle that.
Yeah, for sure. The clubs meet monthly, so you have from one meeting to another, and then at that meeting, you get together and discuss the contents and your impressions of the book. So it's really kind of sharing and enjoying a book together with a group. Or maybe not enjoying it. You never know. That's it can happen. But that's the fun thing about book clubs, is that you end up reading things you may not have read otherwise, because you wouldn't have picked them out for yourself.
Right. So you sit around in a group, in a circle, in a group setting, and does somebody lead it, or do you just describe?
It depends on the book club. A lot of times the person who recommended the book will lead a discussion on it, because most of the book clubs take turns where a different member will pick one out.
Okay.
But also, just everybody kind of discussing how they felt about the book.
Okay, and talk about things in the book, of course.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Never been to a book club.
Yeah. So there's one right next door to you. It's a whole block away. I know it's a long commute, but I think you could make it.
I might have to take you up on that one time.
Yeah. So.
All right. Good. What else is happening here?
Well, like I said, we'll be adding a lot more things, so go onto our Facebook pages to keep an eye out for that. Madison Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN. We're always adding new stuff.
All right. Well, my favorite part of the show is to find out what you and others are reading at the library.
Well, if it's your favorite part, Paul, we better get into
it. There we go.
I have been reading Read Dangerously, The Subversive Power of Literature in Troubled Times by Azar Nafisi. The New York Times best-selling author of Reading Lolita in Tehran returns with a guide to the power of literature in turbulent times, arming readers with a resistance reading list ranging from James Baldwin to Zora Neale Hurston to Margaret Atwood. Drawing on her experiences as a woman and a voracious reader living in the Islamic Republic of Iran, her life as an immigrant in the United States, and her role as literature professor in both countries, she crafts an argument for why, in a genuine democracy, we must engage with the enemy and how literature can be a vehicle for doing so. Structured as a series of letters to her father, who taught her as a child about how literature can rescue us in times of trauma, Nafisi explores the most probing questions of our time through the works of Toni Morrison, Salman Rushdie, James Baldwin, Margaret Atwood, and more. Deb has been reading The Lion of Mars by Jennifer L. Holm. Bell has spent his whole life, all 11 years of it, on Mars. But he's just a regular kid. He loves cats, any kind of cake, and is curious about the secrets the adults in the U.S. colony are keeping. Like, why don't they have any contact with anyone other than the Mars colonies? Why are they so isolated? When a virus breaks out and the grown-ups fall ill, Bell and the other children are the only ones who can help. It's up to Bell, a regular kid in a very different world, to uncover the truth and save his family, and possibly unite an entire planet. Karen has been reading Cold Truth, Truth Book 1 by Mariah Stewart. 26 years ago, even before a series of brutal murders rocked the idyllic town of Bower Inlet, Cassie Burke lost her parents, her sister, and nearly her own life to a transient befriended by her father. Back then, Cassie was a scared kid, and now she's a homicide cop. Back then, the suspect was caught and convicted. He died in prison. But now, the killing has started again. All the signs indicate the Bayside Strangler has come back for more. With too many victims and too few suspects, Cassie has her hands full investigating the case while working through the old trauma it has brought to the surface. Luckily, FBI agent Rick Sisko is dispatched to Lynn's support. Together, Cassie and Rick must uncover the link between the dark past and the dangerous present. Alice is reading Death of a Green-Eyed Monster, Hamish Macbeth, Book 34 by M.C. Beaton and R.W. Green. Hamish's new constable, Dorothy McCleaver, may be the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. Completely bewitched by her sparkling blue eyes, Hamish spends the summer traveling with her and down Sutherland until finally he can take it no longer. He gets down on one knee beside the Land Rover and begs her to marry him, and to his amazement and delight, she says yes. But just as the town of Loch Bow gets ready to celebrate, Hamish finds himself with a new murder on his hands. If he doesn't find the killer fast, Hamish's dream wedding could become a nightmare. And Naomi is reading Heiresses, The Lives of Million-Dollar Babies by Laura Thompson. Heiresses. Surely they are among the luckiest women on earth. Are they not envied with their private jets and Chanel wardrobes and endless funds? Yet all too often, those gilded lives have been beset with trauma and despair. Before the 20th century, a wife's inheritance was the property of her husband, making her vulnerable to kidnap, forced marriages, even confinement in an asylum. And in modern times, heiresses fell victim to fortune hunters who squandered their millions. Heiresses tells the story of these million-dollar babies. Mary Davis, who inherited London's most valuable real estate and was bartered from the age of 12, Consuela Vanderbilt, the original American dollar heiress, forced into a loveless marriage, Barbara Hutton, the Woolworth heiress, who married 7 times and died almost penniless, and Patty Hearst, heiress to a newspaper fortune, who was arrested for terrorism. However, there are also stories of independence and achievement. Angela Burday Coutts, who became one of the greatest philanthropists of Victorian England. Nancy Cunard, who lived on her mother's fortune and became a pioneer of the civil rights movement. And Daisy Fellows, elegant linchpin of interwar high society and noted fashion editor. Heiress is about the lives of the rich who, as F. Scott Fitzgerald said, are different. But it is also a bigger story about how all women fought their way to equality and sometimes even found autonomy and fulfillment. Those are the books we are reading.
All right. I heard Patty Hearst in there.
Yes.
That's always an interesting story, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Where's the library located, and when are you opening in Madison here, Lydia?
We are located on the north end of Main Street. We're on the west side of the road, just at the end of sort of the old business district before it turns into houses as you're going mm-hmm. towards the courthouse. And we are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays 1:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 10 to 2. And we are closed every day from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, again, and for coming in the studio. We'll talk to you next week.
Always fun, Paul.
Next time, I should say. All right. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.